Mr. Softy. As soon as we heard the familiar tune strike up, even from a few streets away, the excitement started. It sent my brother and I hurtling through the house, squealing, "It's the ice cream van! It's the ice cream van!" Then we'd perch on the back of the sofa to scoop down the Venetian blinds to look-see. Gradually, Mr. Softy got nearer, the thrum of the engine and its bright notes reaching into our very core, calling us out into the street, clutching our sixpences. My brother usually took me, being the oldest and bigger by a head or two. He could reach the van window to receive the cones laden with ice cream, hundreds and thousands, and a generous squirt of raspberry sauce. Only on this one particular occasion, he was nowhere to be seen. I knew the drill. Wait for the van to stop. Make my request at the open window, receive the ice cream. Simple. I stepped up, my small hands barely reaching, eyes lifted upwards as though Mr. Softy was heaven incarnate. "Cone?" I nod my head. A few of us gathered. More were arriving, us kids who lived on that street, played together, squabbled together, shared sweets and ice creams together. I watched the Mr. Softy, dressed in his ice cream man uniform and hat, lean out of the window and hand down cones. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I took mine last, said thank you, and went and sat on the doorstep of my house. He called out, "Oi, get back here." I didn't know why. He called again, his voice loud and harsh. I didn't understand. Did he mean me? I'd said thank you. He calls again, and this time he uses a bad word. My friends flee, ice creams in hand. Something is wrong. I remain seated and lick my ice cream. I casually watch Mr. Softy get out of the van, slam the door, and advance towards me, shaking his fist. He doesn't look too friendly, his face all red and screwed up. I retreat into the house and sit on the bottom step of the stairs, eyeing him warily, firmly believing that he can't touch me when I'm in my house. This is the safe zone, the "you can't touch me or else you'll get into trouble" area. Everyone knows that, don't they? He advances through the front door, grabs the ice cream from my 5-year-old fingers and puts his red face close up to mine. "You owe me 3 and 6. Our eyes lock. My ice cream drips down his fingers and onto the floor where a small puddle begins to grow. There's going to be trouble. And he hasn't taken his shoes off. Mum appears from the kitchen, still wearing her marigolds. Her head looks bigger with the scarf around over her curlers. They exchange words. She fetches a purse and forages for coins. Mr. Softy looks smug, just like my brother when he's got me into trouble. He still has my ice cream pooling down his fingers. From behind my mother's back, I poke my tongue out and cross my eyes. After all, I'm already in trouble. Mr. Softy returns to his van and drives off. He doesn't play his signature tune. Later that night, my brother whispers through the darkness, "You could have saved me one." My 5-year-old mind learned a big life lesson that the best things in life cost at least sixpence.